Odgers for the week 10 to 15 March 2002. And this finishes with the birth of Ben Archer.
An air of unreality in Honeysuckle Cottage.
Hi. There's tea in the pot if you want.
It's okay, just going to make myself some toast. You all right?
Yeah, never better.
Only you look a bit...
What?
Jaded.
Well, I was out for longer than I thought.
Hope you weren't driving.
Oh, come on.
No. Sorry.
I got a taxi.
Of course you did. Where did you go?
Met up with Jeff.
Oh.
Went and had some supper in that place in Abbey Street, you know, the cafe bar.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. What's it like?
Oh, not bad, actually. Bit loud.
Looks as though it might be.
Then we went for a drink.
Yeah. Did you...
What?
I wondered if he knew.
Oh, no. Don't you worry. I felt like talking about other things.
Tim.
And there wasn't much point in coming back here.
No. All right.
I mean, you say you're sorry, but I know you're not.
I'm sorry for what I'm doing to you.
Oh, yeah.
So you got a taxi home, then?
Car's still in town. I'm going to have to collect it sometime.
Well, if you want to lift.
No, it's okay. I thought I'd give Alistair a call.
Oh, come on. You don't want to bother him on a Sunday morning.
To be honest, I'd prefer it that way.
That's pathetic.
Maybe.
Well, if that's how you feel.
It is.
Fine.
As far as I'm concerned, the less I depend on you, the better.
Excuse me, can you?
Who are you calling?
Never mind.
You know you won't get him today. No way, not on a Sunday morning. I'll be having a cosy little breakfast together.
Please, Tim.
In fact, he's probably taken a breakfast in bed as a special treat for Mothering Sunday. Fine, upstanding family man that he is.
Hiya, it's Siobhan.
Well, you'll have him worried now.
Sorry to call you on a Sunday. I wondered what you were doing this morning.
No, that's fine. We'll see you later then. Bye.
No, Freddie, we don't do that with bananas.
She's coming over.
What, now?
Well, soon. She sounds fairly desperate.
So bang goes our little walk around the park.
I'm sorry, but what else could I say?
Nothing, I suppose.
I couldn't really.
Freddie, please, stop doing that. Eat it nicely like a good chap.
Why don't the three of you go for a walk? Perhaps you can find Mummy some daffodils for the dining table. Do you think you can?
We'll try, won't we, Lily?
Be ever so useful if you can.
And we must have a look at the treetop walk, now the new signs are up.
Nigel, when Siobhan gets here, you'll be careful what you say.
What about?
You know what's happened, the affair.
Oh, of course not. I'll tell her that if she stayed faithful to her marriage vows, she wouldn't be feeling so miserable now.
It's not a joking matter.
Well, what do you think I'm going to say?
Well, I know you won't say anything deliberately. I just feel we shouldn't start asking her a lot of questions.
I don't intend to.
I mean, whatever's gone on between her and this man in Hanover, well, we ought to respect her privacy.
I couldn't agree more.
I knew you would.
I'm not totally insensitive, you know, Lizzie.
I never said you were.
Good.
What you said about her breaking her marriage vows, do you really think that?
How about a cup of tea before you start?
Oh, no, don't tempt me.
Well, 5 minutes won't make any difference.
Oh, well, go on, then. But I'm determined to get the job finished in time.
And we both appreciate it.
Well, we can't have the poor little morsel moving into a half-decorated room, can we?
Might have done if it had been down to me.
Well, it's only to be expected. I'm a farmer too, remember. I know what it's like this time of year.
It is a bit manic. Especially with Mike starting his new job.
Oh, yes, of course.
To be honest, twice a day milking's coming a bit hard on top of everything else.
Well, look, if you want me to do a few of them...
It's all right, Dad. That wasn't hinting.
No, I know, but I'm very happy to help out. You only have to say...
Well, thanks, Dad.
No, I mean it.
I was going to have a word with Neil, actually. See how he's fixed.
Well, if he can't do it for some reason, you'll come back to me.
I will. Thanks.
At least I can save you worrying about the nursery. I want to get finished by Tuesday evening, if I can.
Oh, great.
And Jill's been talking about running up some new curtains, as she mentioned it.
Not to me, no.
Oh, dear. I hope it wasn't meant to be a surprise.
Oh.
Well, too late now.
Well, I won't let on, as you say.
Perhaps you'd better not.
Right.
I must say, the chances of them going up before the baby arrives seem fairly remote.
I wouldn't count on it. There's not much happening in that direction.
You just wait. It could all happen very suddenly.
That's true. She has had a few of these false contractions, you know, the Braxton Hicks things.
Oh, there you are, then.
Well, I don't think it means very much. Nor does Ruth, which is more to the point.
Now, where is she at the moment?
She's having a lie-in.
Oh, good.
Well, you know, we thought we'd better make the most of it. No sprog.
Well, of course. That's exactly why Jill wanted us to have them for a couple of days.
Well, we're very grateful.
You needn't be. We're enjoying ourselves.
Oh, that'll be Debbie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We're going to have a look at the winter wheat.
Oh, how is it at the moment?
Well, it's not bad, but we've got a bit of mildew coming in.
Well, it's been that kind of winter.
Debbie thinks we need a fungicide. I'm not convinced myself.
Mm, seems a bit early.
Hi, Debbie.
Morning.
Morning, Debbie.
Hello, Phil. Oh, doing the milking?
Sorry. Oh, the overalls, no.
Dad's chief painter and decorator at the moment.
Ah.
I'm doing up the nursery for the new arrival.
Yeah, and he's making a great job of it, too.
Oh, no, I'm only an amateur.
Take no notice of him, Debbie. He's doing a grand job.
Well, I'm glad you think so, but give me a herd of cows to milk any day.
Fancy a cup of tea?
I'd just assume we got on, if it's OK with you.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, I've got a fair bit to do this morning.
Oh, get my coat.
David tells me there's some mildew coming in on the wheat.
Yeah, just a bit, but I think we need to deal with it.
Now then, phone. Where's that got to?
Oh, yes, don't go without that, whatever you do.
Oh, anything happening, baby-wise?
Well, not yet, but as Dad's just been telling me, you never know when.
Right, too.
Ah, here it is. Right, we're all set then.
Good.
I always thought it was a mistake to spray for mildew before you're absolutely certain.
You want to knock it on the head before it gets a hold, though.
Well, yes, when you're sure you've reached the economic threshold.
See you later then, Dad.
Yes, all right.
Don't be late for church.
Seriously, David, you need to go through the crop carefully. There's no sense spraying if it's very localised.
Dad, do you want to come with us?
Oh, I shouldn't, should I? I mean, I meant to be papering.
Well, yeah.
But I don't suppose a few minutes would be that critical.
Is that okay with you, Debbie?
Yeah, fine. All experience welcome.
Okay, Dad, grab a pair of boots.
I feel terrible. I keep calling in at inconvenient times.
Don't worry, we've been up for ages.
Really?
By 6:30, the children are clambering all over us. There's no way we can ever have a lion.
Even so, you could have done without this.
Don't be silly.
I had to get out. That's all. The atmosphere, it's... well, it's unbearable.
It did sound quite difficult when you phoned.
He's angry. And I can't say I blame him. It's all my fault.
It's nobody's fault. These things happen, that's all.
No. I've got to be honest with myself, Elizabeth.
Last time I saw you, you were trying to make a go of it.
I know. But we don't seem to be able to find even a starting point.
I'm so sorry. It's awful for you.
I don't feel like that about him anymore. I still care about him. I always will, but... I don't... Well, I don't, well, feel like that.
No, I see.
So whenever he tries to get close, I just want to pull away. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so.
And I think it's the same for him. Poor bloke. He must be so confused.
But if the feelings aren't there anymore...
They're not. That's why I've got to leave. It's only fair to him. He's got to know where he stands.
Siobhan, are you sure? It's a big step.
Yeah, I've decided. I'm going into Felbisham first thing tomorrow and see a couple of letting agents. And as soon as I can get something sorted out...
A flat?
Well, I don't really care what it is. Flat, bungalow beds it even. As long as it's available straight away.
You don't want to move in somewhere awful?
It can't be any worse than where I am now.
Oh, Siobhan.
Well, anyway... It's happened. I've just got to get on with it now, I suppose.
Look, why don't you move in here till you get something organised?
Elizabeth, I couldn't.
Why not? You wouldn't be putting us out.
But it's such an intrusion.
Come on, how could it be? Look at the space we've got here.
I know, but it seems wrong to dump all my troubles on you, that's all.
You wouldn't be.
and we'd be glad to have you.
Well, maybe just while I'm getting things sorted out.
Good. That's settled then.
Excuse us, we're just off.
Oh, Nigel.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I've invited Siobhan to come stay for a little while. That's okay, isn't it?
Of course it is.
Oh, Nigel, thank you.
I'm sorry it's all so horrid for you at the moment, but, well, you're welcome to stay here as long as you like.
Thanks. This seems to be the worst patch.
Yeah, look at this. It's plastered with it.
Well, that's why I think we need an early fungicide.
It is only this one area. If you take the field as a whole...
We're at the disease threshold, so I'd say spray now.
What do you think, Dad?
Me? Oh, I'm way out of touch these days.
No, honestly, I value your opinion.
Well, I'd be inclined to hang on a bit longer. It's too early to say which way the disease is going.
Oh, that's my gut feeling, too.
I can't see prices being too wonderful this year. I'd be trying to keep my costs down if it were me.
Yeah, you're right. It's a difficult time at the moment.
Well, that's true.
And the flooding hasn't helped. I've been having another look at that grassland. I reckon a fair bit's going to have to be reseeded.
Yes, I agree. I mean, some of it's a real mess.
Oh, that bad, eh?
And then there's the land job. It's not exactly looking buoyant at the moment, is it? Mm. I mean, this is not the time to go lashing out on inputs we don't need.
OK. I get the message.
So, what have you decided about the spray?
I shall bow to the majority. Hang on for a bit.
I think that's wise.
It's going to be another tough year, I reckon.
Oh, not as bad as the last one, I hope.
It's something I've learnt from you, Dad. If we're going to survive, we're going to have to pull our belts in.
Well, that's always been true, in farming especially.
Yeah, and with a new little sproglet on the way, that counts double.
Life is never going to be the same again for Dr. Hathaway.
These are the last two.
Thanks.
It's a lot.
I know. I didn't realise I had so much work stuff.
Can I make a suggestion?
Be my guest.
Well, if you put the two suitcases in the other way round, all the boxes should fit on top.
You're a genius.
I have my moments.
Here, hang on to this for a second. You got it?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And the other one? Okay.
Yeah, just about.
Now, if we turn these two around, like that, and the other one? Brilliant. It works.
We need to sound so surprised.
Right, we'll have the boxes on top.
Uh-huh, there you go.
Yeah.
And this one should just slip in the gap. Oh, how's that?
Perfect.
There.
Thanks, Tim.
Siobhan.
And these other few things, I can put them in the back seat.
What about all your other stuff?
I'll come back for that when I get a flat sorted out. This'll do for now.
Okay.
Could be a week or more. It depends on what's around.
Can't wait to go, can you?
Tim. It's not like that.
So why not stay here until you find somewhere? I mean, what's the great rush?
There isn't a great rush.
What did you tell Elizabeth? That I was so awful to live with, you just had to get out?
No. I just felt that...
Yeah?
That maybe it was better for both of us if we were apart.
I miss you so much.
I'm sorry, Tim.
Oh, Siobhan, please.
Well, I'll say goodbye then.
Yeah. See ya.
Take care of yourself.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Off you go, then. Let's have the next one, can we?
Good. Get on.
And a bit more.
God, you.
Got you.
Oh, she's a bit on the light side, this one.
Yeah, she's a good milker.
And she had twins last time, remember?
Oh, that's right.
So, she's had a few demands on her one way and another.
Yeah, she has. Good old girl.
Well, let's see if she's got another set of twins on the way.
I hope not. She should be taking it easy.
Yeah, and so should you, love. I don't know what you're doing out here anyway.
I had a chat with Alistair. I'm fed up with sitting in there waiting for something to happen.
Well, make sure it is just a chat. Leave the work to us.
I am.
What about operating the crash?
Pulling one little lever. That's not going to do any harm.
What would you do with her, Alistair? She won't be told.
Oh, don't involve me in this.
He wants to keep you wrapped in cotton wool, Alistair. You'd think he'd have learned by now.
Yeah, well, Shula's a bit like that over Daniel at the moment.
Oh, how is he?
Much better. Joints are a lot less swollen than they were.
Oh, that's great.
Shula keeps going on at him to rest, but you know what boys at that age are like. I don't know what you're talking about.
He's obviously feeling a lot better.
Yeah, he is, definitely. Yep. She's not pregnant, this one.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, it is.
So what should we do?
Well, frankly, I wouldn't do anything. Except maybe up the feed a bit, try and get a bit more condition on her.
Yeah, right.
She needs a bit of individual TLC, I'd say. How about a couple of kilos extra concentrate?
Yeah, she deserves it.
She might well come into oestrus again without any problem.
OK, we'll try it.
Right. You can let her out now, Ruth.
OK.
And we'll have the next one, please.
Right.
Go on.
So, come on, Alistair. How about letting us in on the big secret?
Sorry?
The social event of the year, the fancy dress to a Grey Gables.
Oh, that?
Yeah, that. We're all dying to know what you and Shula are going as, aren't we, David?
Hey, are we?
Definitely. So, come on, Alistair. Spill the beans.
Go on, 94. Shift up a bit. That's it.
I don't think he's going to tell us, love.
Actually, I was thinking of going as Captain Bluebeard.
A pirate? Well, that's very appropriate, given the size of your feet.
Oh, very droll. Excuse me.
Yeah, sure. Love, is the cat...
Hello.
Alistair, it's Tim.
Oh, hello, Tim.
Look, I'm sorry to bother you, but is there any chance of meeting at lunchtime?
Today? Well, I don't know. I
really appreciate it.
Well, has something happened?
Yeah, you could say that. It's over. She's gone.
I suppose I ought to feel relieved, but I don't.
No.
I think I'm just numb.
I'm not surprised. It's all been such an upheaval.
Oh, Elizabeth. What a mess I've made of everything.
No, you haven't.
As I drove away, I was watching Tim in the rearview mirror. I've never seen him like that before. He looked so wretched.
Poor Tim.
I used to think he was insensitive. In some ways he is, but he's got this amazing self-belief, and that's what takes him through. Or it did do, until I wrecked it.
No, you didn't.
Oh, if you could have seen him in that mirror. Crumpled little boy whose world just fell apart.
He will get over it.
I'm not sure he will. Not completely. But you don't, do you? Not from those big things. They make you different.
But if things were very bad between you...
Yes, they were.
You can't stay with someone just to maintain their equilibrium. Not unless you like being a martyr.
No, not really.
Well, there you go, then.
We definitely went right together. We used to stifle each other, I can see that now.
So it'll be better for him as well, in the long run.
I hope so.
It will be.
Yeah.
How about I make some more coffee?
I'm taking up far too much of your time. You must have work to get on with.
Don't worry, Nigel can cope.
I was determined not to do this.
Do what?
Dump my problems on you.
Don't be stupid. That's what friends are for.
You must listen to this and think what a plonker I've been.
Of course not.
I have been, though, haven't I? It's all been my own doing.
We've all been there. It just happens to be your turn at the moment.
I can't imagine you getting into a mess like this.
You don't think so?
Oh, come on. You're much too level-headed. Look at the way you run this place. And you've got the twins.
Did I ever tell you about Cameron Fraser?
Oh, yeah.
I gave up everything for that man. And as I sat there in that restaurant after he'd dumped me. I felt pretty pathetic, I can tell you.
Elizabeth.
So I know how you're feeling, Siobhan. And it isn't any fun.
So what progress with Hassett Hills Meat? How's the relaunch going?
Oh, just foot slogging. Chasing up the guys who supply the main catering outlets. Trying to persuade them they'll be better off with a local product.
Yeah, giving them the hard sell.
That's what it adds up to.
Well, yeah. Good luck to you. I reckon you'll have a job on that.
It's not going to be easy.
They're pretty hard-nosed, these guys, I'd imagine.
Yeah, sure they are. But we've got a good story, so I'm optimistic.
Good for you.
A case of having to be. With the amount of land there is knocking around, got to do something.
Here's your coffee.
Ah.
Sorry I took so long.
Great.
Just have Mum on the phone, desperate for any news.
Sorry, Ruth, I'm going to have to skip it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm supposed to have been at the stables 20 minutes ago.
Oh, it's my fault. I shouldn't have kept you talking.
I'd better be on my way.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Alistair.
Yeah, thanks.
No problem. See you both soon.
Yeah, all right.
Have a great time Wednesday.
We'll do our best. See you.
See you, bye. Oh, I better get a move on too.
What are you up to?
Let me get that grassland plowed. You know, down by the river.
You've decided then?
Yeah, it's not going to be any good. And it's really bad at the moment with one thing and another.
So you're going to reseed it?
About half, I reckon. Maybe I'll put the rest down to stubble turnips. Reseed it in the autumn.
Oh!
What's the matter, love?
Oh, nothing.
Is it?
I don't know. I don't think so. Just a twinge.
Hey, come on, let's get you inside.
Okay.
And you have got your bag packed, just in case you're wrong.
There you go.
Oh, cheers, Alistair.
And I ordered you a tuna mayonnaise sandwich.
Thanks, but I'm not very hungry.
Ah, well, it'll be there if you want it.
I just needed to talk, that's all. I really appreciate you making the time.
No problem.
I felt bad about calling you. I know what your days are like.
Well, as it happens, I'm okay. No more appointments till 2:30.
It was the shock more than anything. I know things haven't been right between us for ages, but you're still not prepared for it when it finally happens.
Yeah.
What'll it be like going back to that cottage and now she won't be coming home?
Look, if you want to come over and have a bit of supper...
Thank you. No, I'll be fine. Got to get used to it sometime.
Well, if you change your mind, you only have to call.
Thanks. You're a mate.
I mean it.
When I think how we were when we first came to this village. So full of optimism, two of us. This was going to be a new start.
Yeah.
If he'd had the child. That was the big plan. Somewhere decent for kids to grow up. Oh, maybe if it had happened like that, we'd have been okay.
Or maybe you wouldn't.
Well, it doesn't matter now anyway, does it? You know, I walked into that surgery this morning and looked around. There they were, all the usual faces. And I thought, you don't know about it yet. But next time, you definitely will. In fact, you'll probably be sitting around in my surgery talking about it.
I doubt that.
The clever village doctor, pillar of the community. And he really wasn't so very clever, was he? Because all the time, his wife was being knocked off by some...
Tim.
Shall I tell you something, Alistair? I don't even know if I like this place anymore. I'm not even sure if I want to stay.
Clary's making plans.
Eddie, what are we
going to
do for your birthday?
Oh, don't worry about it, love.
I want to make it a bit special.
How old are you, Dad?
You know how old he is. He had the big 5-0 last year, remember?
Well, if I was that old, I'd want to forget about it.
We ain't going to forget about it.
Well, why don't we take a picnic down the churchyard? Dad can start getting used to the view.
Oh, yeah, very funny.
Eddie, I wish you'd stop playing with them ferrets and listen to what I'm saying.
I am listening, love.
You shouldn't be in the kitchen anyway, I've told you before.
Oh, they're perfectly clean, ain't you, Leanne?
That ain't the point.
Oh, look at her, Clary, ain't she beautiful?
I'd watch it, Mum, I'd be taking her to bed next.
Day he does that, the day I move out.
The thing about ferrets, you've got to keep handling them to keep them friendly.
Yeah, take your word for it.
Otherwise, they go shy on you, and there's nothing worse than a shy ferret. Is there, Noah? You ain't shy, are you? No way. behaved.
Yeah, never mind then, Vic. What's going to happen on your birthday?
Well, I can tell you what's going to happen. Him and Grandad will go down the pub and they won't come out till 1 a.m.
Yeah, only if Jolene has a lock-in.
Yeah, they'll come home legless and we'll all get woken up.
Where is Joe, by the way? Ain't he up yet?
Oh, he's gone round Linda Snell's.
What for?
Oh, he's helping her move her goats. She's putting them out in the paddock. Oh,
that's nice of him.
No, he's not. He's after something.
Oh, yeah?
Her paddock for baby Spice.
Well, there's grazing to spare. She don't need all that space for her goats.
Why do we want the monkey cow back anyway?
She ain't yours. She's warm.
Oh, who's that this time of the morning?
See to it, will you, Edward?
I can't. I'm reading.
Do what your mum says.
Why can't you?
Because I'm keeping an eye on these two now, do it.
Your servant die off.
Morning, Ed.
Oliver.
Oh, hello, Mr. Sterling. Come in.
Thanks. Sorry to intrude so early in the day.
Oh, I saw it. Eddie, shift them newspapers off the chair.
There you go.
Ah, thanks.
Sit yourself down, Mr. Sterling.
Ah, lovely.
Can I have a cup of tea?
Oh, no thanks, Clary.
Sure.
No, I'm fine, really. Look, I won't beat about the bush. It's Ed I came to see.
Me?
A couple of months ago, you came and asked me for a job, remember? And I couldn't offer you anything.
What, has someone come up now?
Not at Grange Farm, I'm afraid.
That's a shame.
No, but I've heard about something else that might suit you. That's if you're not fixed up already.
He is. He's working for me on me garden supplies.
Oh,
come
I see.
Off it, Eddie. That ain't a proper job.
What, pay though?
Yeah, peanuts. I'd have to wait ages.
Let's just listen to what Mr. Sterling's got to say, shall we?
Do you know that out-of-town car place over at Edgeley, on the main road?
What, Borsetshire Autos?
Yeah.
It's all four-wheel drives.
That's the one.
They've got some great motors in there.
Yeah, if you happen to have 25 grand.
The point is, I know the manager. Only a young chap. I used to do a bit of business with his father. Anyway, I happened to be talking to him last night, and he told me they were about to take on a youngster for the showroom.
What, to work on the cars?
To start with, it would be mainly valeting, getting them ready for customers.
You like working with motors, don't you?
Yeah, well, I reckon I could handle it.
Well, later on, there'd be a chance to train up as a mechanic, or maybe even join the sales team.
That sounds good.
And you thought of our Edward. That's very kind of you, Mr. Sterling. Isn't it, Eddie?
Yeah.
The problem is, we're rather up against the clock. They've had the advert in the Echo for a week, and I gather they're interviewing people today.
Today?
I'm afraid so. I mentioned you. I hope you don't mind.
No, no.
Well, he said he'd be very happy to meet you, but you'd have to get yourself down there fairly quickly.
Oh, well, you could take him, Eddie.
No, I can't. I'm supposed to be delivering compost.
You can do that later.
I can't. She's waiting in specially.
Well, look, I'd be happy to take you, Ed, if you're interested.
Yeah, I am.
I said it's so nice of you, Mr. Sterling.
No trouble at all.
Then you better go and get yourself changed, Ed.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Put your new jeans on and that nice blue shirt in the airing cupboard.
Yeah, thanks,
Will. Even if he did get the job, we'd have to find some way of getting him there.
You'll think of summer.
Well, as it happens, there's quite an easy answer to that.
What's the matter?
Gave me a bit of a start. There's a ferret on my foot.
Quick, Joe! She's getting out!
Oh, no, you don't! There, that's got you.
Oh. Well done, Joe. Thank goodness you came along when you did.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm getting too old to go chasing round after a goat.
Oh, she'd have been off down the lane, I know, Persephone.
Yeah, why didn't you wait till I got here, instead of trying to shift them on your own?
I thought she'd be all right on the halter.
Oh, she wouldn't, though, would she?
As soon as she saw the grass, she went wild. I couldn't hold her.
They're all like that. First time they comes out.
Well, we better try and catch her before she goes through the hedge.
Yeah, hang on, missus. I ain't got me breath back yet.
Oh, sorry, Joe.
So, are you getting on in the house, then, with all your repairs now?
Oh, still a lot to do, I'm afraid.
That's a long job, all right.
Decorators are behind. We still haven't got the carpets down.
Oh, don't worry. You'll get it sorted in the end.
Anyway, I've made a decision. We are definitely moving back at the end of the week.
Good for you.
When Robert gets home, I want him to come in through his own front door.
Oh, where is he?
Yes, Edinburgh. Just for a couple of days. Business. And I don't care what state the house is in, we are going to spend next weekend at home.
Yeah, I knows what you mean, Mrs. Nothing like being under your own roof.
There certainly isn't. And if the weather's nice, we can start putting the garden right.
Oh, well, it's nice to get out.
Or, well, we could come out here, I suppose, get the electric fence set up.
Ah, no, that's something I wanted to talk to you about, this here paddock.
Yes.
Well, I don't know whether you've heard, but... we've got a little Jersey cow. Well, he says we. It belongs to William, as a matter of fact. But ever since we lost the farm, he's had to keep it over at Brookfield.
Oh, sorry to interrupt, Joe.
Yeah, what is
that wretched goat? She's only going through the hedge. Persephone, don't you dare!
Oh, you ain't going to stop her.
Come on, Joe. If we don't catch her, she'll be halfway to Penny Hassett.
I do hope he gets it. It would mean a lot to him to have a proper job.
Oh, he's a bright lad. He stands a good chance.
It's just what he needs, isn't it, Eddie? To give him a bit of confidence.
Let's not go counting our chickens, eh, Clory?
Well, no, of course not.
If he does get it, at least he won't have to worry about transport.
Oh, no, you say it.
Well, apparently one of the salesmen lives over at Hollerton, so he drives through Ambridge on his way to work.
And what about when he's on holiday?
Well, we'll have to give the boy a lift ourselves.
I suppose we will.
We'll manage one way or another.
Well, I have to, I suppose.
I can't tell you how grateful we are, Mr. Sterling.
Oh, not a bit. I just hope it works out. Yeah, I know what a good worker he is.
Well, that's right, especially when he's really interested in something.
He made a first-class job of that new lawn of mine.
Here he is now. Oh, that looks better.
Shame about the trainers.
Oh, well, then. Oh, wish me luck, Mum.
Yeah, good luck, son. Just be yourself. You'll be all right.
Don't forget to tell them about all them engines you've stripped down.
Those were tractor engines.
We don't have to tell them that.
They are a bit scruffy, them trainers.
Oh, what's wrong with them?
Well, no, don't rub them on the back of your trousers.
They'll be all right.
Yeah, have to be, I suppose.
Right. Well, we'd better be off then, Ed.
I'll see you later then, Mum.
Yeah, all right.
Good luck, son.
Yeah, cheers, Dad. I'll see you.
Bye, then.
Bye-bye. And thanks again.
Right, I'd better load up them bags of compost.
Not till you've shifted them ferrets out the kitchen.
I was going to.
You really embarrass me sometimes, Eddie.
Oh, Sterling didn't mind.
But I did. Oh, Eddie, I hope he gets it, don't you?
Yeah, he needs a lift.
If he could just find something he liked, it could be the making of him.
There you are. I reckon that'll be for a minute.
Thanks, Joe.
Now, if you want to tie her to the key...
Right. Come on, Persephone. Now, it's no good being stubborn.
Oh, it's typical, isn't it?
Oh, you've led us a merry old dance this morning. Now, come on.
Here, let's have the end.
I don't like restricting them like this.
Well, it's only temporary.
Quite.
And she's still got a fair old run of grass.
Oh, yes, there's plenty here. I'll bring her back in tonight.
Of course, if... you used to get the electric fencing up. You wouldn't need to bother with all this.
Well, I shan't have time, unfortunately. Not till the weekend, at least.
Well, that's a shame.
I want to get things straight inside when Robert gets home. And I'm at work this afternoon.
What if we was to put up the fence for you?
Oh, Joe, would you?
Shouldn't be no trouble. 3 strands, is it?
That's right. Top one about eye level.
It's no different from sheep, really. Well, you put up enough of them any time.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you. Are you sure you've got the time?
Oh, I reckon I can fit it in. Just about.
I really would be most grateful.
Well, that's what we're here for, isn't it? To lend a helping hand in time of adversity.
I haven't forgotten your kindness on the night of the flood, you and Eddie.
A terrible night, no doubt about it.
Let's hope it never happens again.
Not in our lifetime, any rate.
Well, now then. What would you say to a cup of coffee and a piece of my banana cake?
I'd say thank you very much. I don't mind if I do.
And then afterwards, I'll show you where the fencing things are, and you can make a start.
Be glad to, Mrs.
Well, we'll get back then, shall we?
Yeah, there's just one thing.
Yes?
About the fencing. You won't want the old paddock doing, will you?
Oh, no, not for 2 goats.
So if I was to take it up to, well, where shall we say, the big horse chestnut?
Yes, that should be about right.
Would you leave what, to... 3 or 4 acres of good grass.
Well, I like to give them a bit of fresh grazing later on, and the rest we'll cut for hay.
It's just right for a small house cow, that piece.
I suppose it would, but we've always preferred the goats.
I was telling you about that little Jersey of Williams, wasn't I? The one he's had to keep over at Brookfield.
Oh, yes.
Broke his heart to leave it over there, didn't it? But if he had a nice bit of pasture like this, make his day, that would.
What are we going to have for dinner? Cheese and pickle, all right?
Yeah, fine.
Get the bread out then, can you, and cut a few slices.
Right you are, love.
Don't know if Joe's coming in. Did he say anything?
Not to me, he didn't.
Never mind, we got plenty.
Depends if he gets his feet under the table over Ambridge Hall, I suppose.
Yeah. I've been thinking about Friday, Eddie.
No, yeah.
Why don't you make us a nice rabbit pie?
Great.
We'll make it a bit special. I mean, I know it ain't a big birthday, but...
Rabbit pie will be brilliant, love.
I know you like it. I could use them 2 you brought in yesterday.
Mm, a couple of young ones. They should be nice and tender.
And then afterwards, you and Joe can take yourselves off to the pub.
Ain't you going to join us, though?
Oh, you never know. I might slip down later on. Someone's going to have to drive you 2 home, I suppose.
You could be right there, Clary.
Oh, Edward.
Oh, yeah.
How did you get on?
Everyone know?
No luck.
Yeah, you could say that.
Oh, Edward, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, oh, that's tough, son.
Yeah, well, you could say that, but you'd be wrong.
Are you telling us
how you're it, Mum?
Edward, that's brilliant.
Oh, they want me to start on Thursday. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, well done.
Fancy you coming in and telling us that.
You want to see some of the kit they've got down there? They've got some serious motors.
Well, I know. I've seen them on the forecourt.
They're all four-wheel drive. Gary, he's the manager. He reckons I'm going to have to be shifting them in and out of the yard straight away.
Well, of course you will.
He was dead impressed what I knew.
Oh, I'm not surprised. You used to have them all over your bedroom wall not that long ago.
A bit sad, wasn't it?
I preferred it to all them girls.
I didn't.
I was banging on about one of these mowers, and he said the head salesman would have to look out for his job.
I'm really pleased for you, darling.
Yeah, thanks, Mum.
We both are, aren't we, Eddie?
Of course we are.
Yeah, I'm going to go and call Jazza. He's going to be dead jealous.
The night of the dinner dance, and Jennifer is plagued by self-doubt.
Jenny, you look gorgeous. You're positively imperial.
You're saying I look fat?
Oh, absolutely not. You're stunning. Oh, now, I've only one question.
Oh, yes?
Where are you hiding your asp?
Oh, ha-ha. Hi. Oh, hello, darling. You've only just caught us.
Wow. Look at you two.
Oh, do you like it? Feels to me as if I'm not all material.
Yeah, it's very attractive, sort of enigmatic.
Yeah, that's what Brian says. You haven't agreed this in advance.
Oh, don't be silly, Mum. You look great, both of you.
And what are you going as, darling?
Oh, don't tell me. Bob the Builder.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You haven't changed yet.
I've just spent the last 5 hours on the sprayer.
How's it going?
Yeah, fine. I thought I'd better let you know that I've left it over at Brookfield ready for tomorrow, just in case you wonder where it is.
Thanks, Di.
Right, well, I'd better head back home.
And we shall step aboard the racing chariot, my Egyptian temptress.
Oh, Brian. Have you heard the news?
What?
Siobhan Hathaway's walked out on Tim.
Really?
Yeah. Gone to live at Lower Loxley. Just temporarily, according to Elizabeth.
Oh, that's very sad. They seem such a nice couple.
Oh, I don't know. I always had him down as a bit of a womaniser.
Well, did you?
Just a feeling, that's all.
This is all very fascinating, but don't you think it was time we were off, Jenny?
Yes, I suppose so. I'll just get my bag and you can go home and get out of those messy clothes, darling.
Huh?
Brian?
Oh, Pat, it's you.
Why? Who were you expecting?
No one. What can I do for you? We were just about to leave for Grey Gables.
Well, look, I'm sorry to delay you, but would you mind picking me up on the way?
Right, let's put your head on, Nigel.
OK, go on, then.
Well, you'll have to get down a bit. I'm not 8 foot tall.
Sorry.
That's better. There, how's that?
Amazing!
Yes, that's brilliant.
Is it OK?
It's wonderful.
Do you realise this was last worn by Joe Grundy? Smells like it, too.
Oh, it's that essence of donkey.
Yes. And it's not quite as good as the one I wore when I played it at school. I was jolly good, you know.
Yes, I think you may have mentioned it.
I've got a review somewhere.
Where from? The Guardian?
School magazine. Pargeter's was the finest bottom ever to grace the stage. That's what they said.
And who could disagree?
The ousel cock, so black of hue, with orange tawny bill. The throstle with his notes so true, the wren with little quill. Not bad after 24 years.
Oh, you were obviously made for the role.
Well, go on, you must remember from Linda's production.
What angel wakes me from my flowery bed.
Oh, good, good. And then I go on with my little song. The finch, the sparrow, and the lark, the plain song.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's okay, Siobhan, come on through.
Are you sure?
We should have warned you, shouldn't we, Lizzie?
Definitely.
It's a Pargeter ritual. Always happens in the run-up to the full moon.
And last time we had twins.
It wouldn't be bottom by any chance.
Right in one.
Nigel's got this thing about getting into an animal skin whenever he goes to a fancy dress party.
Oh, dear.
Yes, it's a bit worrying, really.
You look fab, Titania. It was a good choice.
Yep, queen of the fairies, so if you've got any secret wishes.
One or two.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. You go on and have fun. Sounds like a good night.
Well, I hope so.
Do you fancy coming with us? There's bound to be a few spare places.
No, thanks. I know it's got to happen sometime, but I don't think I'm quite ready to face the village yet.
Don't you all look lovely tonight?
You look pretty good yourself, Jack.
Ah, he's always been a hero of mine, ever since I was a lad in Sturchley.
Oh, I never knew that, Jack.
Oh, yes. In fact, I wanted to go in the Navy at one time.
You couldn't have been much further from the sea.
No. But Nelson himself wasn't much of a sailor, you know. He was always getting seasick in his early days.
I like the eye patch. Who's that from? Mike Tucker?
Brian.
Well, he's not here, is he?
He came with the suit, actually.
Oh.
As I told Peggy earlier, I should be keeping an eye on you tonight.
Where is Peggy?
Oh, there she is, talking to Caroline.
Oh, she looks wonderful.
Yes, doesn't she?
I was expecting something eye-catching, but that really is stunning.
You're a lucky man, Jack.
Yeah, I am, aren't I? Now, if you'd all like to follow me, I'll show you to our table. This way, everyone.
So what time do you think Tony's going to turn up, Pat?
Really, no idea. All this happened the other side of Worcester, so Tom could only have got there about half an hour ago.
And is he going to tow it home?
Oh, there's something gone seriously wrong with the suspension, apparently.
Oh, dear.
I imagine I'll have to call in a breakdown truck.
Well, I hate to say this, Pat, but I told him so.
Oh, don't.
Well, then, Jennifer, you're across there. Pat, you're here.
Right.
And Brian... Oh, I think you're here, next to Peggy.
Fine. Look, I won't be a minute, Jack. I just need to make a quick phone call.
Oh, Brian, not now.
I'm sorry, Jack. I won't be long. Excuse me.
Oh, that is so typical.
Oh, this is nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you like the way they've decorated the ballroom?
Oh, yes, it's marvellous. Gorgeous table displays.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. Is that Nigel?
Good gracious.
Well, that's certainly Elizabeth.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, so it is you.
I'm sorry, he insisted.
That is brilliant.
He certainly entered into the spirit of things.
Here we are, darling, over here.
Ah.
No, not that way.
Sorry, I can't see too well.
Just sit down, Nigel. Thank you.
So, how exactly are you planning to eat?
I might have to take it off.
Oh, no, don't do that. We'll throw you carrots onto the floor.
So, where's Julia? Isn't she with you?
She's just doing some last-minute adjustments to her hair.
Tightening the scaffolding.
Oh, Nigel. Yeah.
Listen, if you think I've got a large head tonight, just wait till you see hers. Hello, it's me.
Brian.
I hear you've moved out.
Yeah. I had a feeling you might be calling.
Well, I was worried about you.
Well, don't be. I'm fine.
I mean, how was it? I mean, when you left? Fairly awful, I imagine.
It wasn't a moment of unbridled joy.
No.
But he'll survive. So will I, with a bit of luck.
Mm. So now you're at Lower Loxley.
That's right. I'm living in the Grand Manor.
Well, it's a nice place.
And Elizabeth and Nigel, they've been so kind. I can't get over it.
Have you said anything?
Naturally. I knocked on the door at the dead of night and said I'd been ill-used by this evil landowner by the name of Brian Aldridge. Don't worry, you're perfectly safe. They're under the impression that I'm in love with someone in Hanover.
I just think we need to be very careful.
Well, I'm not going to say anything. I can't speak for Tim.
Come on, Dad, it's not the time for that.
Debbie!
What are you doing? Catching up on the wheat
price. My goodness, you look terrific!
Thank you, kind sir.
Look, I'll be through to dance with you in a moment.
Well, don't be too long.
I won't. I'm sorry about that.
You're at the fancy dress do, I suppose.
Yeah, it's a bit of a bore, but Jenny wanted to go.
I'm sure you'll be the life and soul.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yes, you will.
Look, I better be going.
That's it, is it? That's all I get.
What do you mean?
I could have done with some support, Brian.
Look, I know it hasn't been easy.
Easy? You have no idea, have you? I needed you and you weren't there.
Siobhan, listen.
No, you listen to me. I've been through hell with Tim. I'm still there. And you don't give me so much as a call.
Well, I've called you now.
Yeah.
But I can't talk. I mean, I can't do anything right now.
No, of course not.
I'll call you back when we can talk properly.
Ah, I look forward to it.
I've got to go, Siobhan, I really have.
For a one-eyed sailor, you're pretty nifty on your feet.
And how many one-eyed sailors have you danced with?
That'd be telling. Oh, I wish Tony'd turn up. He's missing all the fun.
Well, you know what it's like waiting for breakdown vehicles. It can take hours.
Oh, don't.
I expect he'll be along in a minute.
Mm. It's funny, when I first met him, he was driving a sports car.
Really?
Yeah, that let us down on more than one occasion.
Mm.
I remember one really foul night on the way back from Wales.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Yeah, standing in the pouring rain, holding a torch.
Oh, I bet you've got fond memories of it, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose I have, really.
It's always the way.
And here we are, nearly 30 years later, successful organic farmers, so-called, and Tony's still driving a car that leaves him stranded at the roadside.
Funny, isn't it?
Well, I suppose it helps keep your feet on the ground.
Hello. Debbie, hi.
Hi. Nigel, you look brilliant.
It is Nigel, isn't it?
Yes. Give us a kiss.
No, sorry, but I think I've got a sugar lump in here somewhere.
Come here, darling. This is your place.
Oh, thanks. Excuse me, Elizabeth.
So where's that husband of yours?
Oh, he's buying a raffle ticket last time I looked.
Have some wine, darling.
Oh, thanks. It's one of his ex-students, so he'll probably be some time.
It's worth winning, though.
Oh, yes, I'd say so.
No, Nigel, not her. The prize is a weekend in Bruges.
Really? Oh, well.
I wouldn't mind a weekend in Bruges, would you, darling?
No, great.
It's supposed to be a lovely medieval city. You've never actually been.
Well, cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, this is all great, isn't it? Really nicely done.
Mm. That'll be Caroline. She's very clever.
Was she here tonight?
She's there, look, talking to Oliver.
Oh, yeah.
I gather they're off to Cheltenham in the morning, the Gold Cup.
Lucky them. I fancy the Gold Cup.
Don't be silly, Nigel. You'd never make it to the first fence.
You're probably right. I'll take myself for the novice handicap.
Brian, there you are, at last.
Sorry about that, darling.
He was having such an earnest conversation. Must have been his broker, Mum.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Come on, Dad. You promised me a dance.
What?
A dance. Okay.
Oh, yes, fine.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Liz.
No problem.
Hey, come on, Lizzie. Isn't it time we had a dance?
Not yet. It's a bit slow.
Is it?
Don't worry. As soon as we get something quicker, I'll take you for a little canter.
Well, there's a lot of people here. I should think they ought to do pretty well.
Yeah, I hope so. The price of the tickets.
Oh, come on, Dad. You can afford it. And it's a good cause.
Yes, I suppose so.
Wow, look at Julia. Splendid or what? She's judging, I think.
Yes, probably.
Oh, and have you seen Usha and Adrian? What a laugh.
What?
Queen Victoria and Albert. They look fab.
Oh, they do. Yeah, indeed they do. And so did Nigel and Elizabeth.
Pity Siobhan didn't come along too.
Sorry?
Well, they're all here, aren't they? She's staying there.
Well, I imagine she's not in the mood for socialising.
Did you see it coming? I'm splitting up.
Me?
Well, you've seen her a good bit. All that translation work.
Oh, that? No, no, not really. Yeah, they always seem to get on pretty well.
Couples do, don't they? She's on a public face.
I'm afraid I threw the work at her and left her to it. We never really talked about it.
Yeah, that's what it's like nowadays.
What a world we live in, eh?
Joe's got a cunning plan.
Want me to do you some bacon before I go, Joe?
Oh, that'd be nice.
There's tea in the pot.
Oh, tart, Clary.
So what are you doing with yourself today?
Popping over Linda Snell's.
Oh, again? I had a suspicious mind. I think there was something going on.
Well, just doing a good turn for a neighbour, that's all.
And what's that?
They said I'd take across a few bags of compost, put it round her borders.
Oh, yeah?
That few hours underwater done a lot of damage, Clary.
Yeah, I dare say it did.
Taking a lot of the goodness out of the soil. It's got to be put back.
And what are you getting out of it?
Well, I don't know what you mean.
Ah, come on, Joe, I wasn't born yesterday.
It's like I said to her. That's what we're put here for, to help our neighbours.
Very commendable.
Of course, there is such a thing as casting your bread upon the waters.
Oh, yeah. And if your bits of bread was to come floating back on the tide, what form would they take, Joe?
Well, as it happens, Linda Snell won't be using the whole of that paddock of hers.
Ah, the paddock.
I thought if she'd let us have an acre or two just through the summer, we could get baby Spice back, couldn't we?
Will be a mount interest.
Oh, he will be when he sees her.
Well, maybe.
And even if he ain't, the milk will be useful. You'll be able to make some farmhouse butter.
Oh, I thought there'd have to be something for me to do. Probably end up milking the thing as well.
Morning.
Oh, there you are, Edward. I was starting to think you was going to be late on your first... Oh, Jazzer.
Morning, Clary.
Hello.
You've been stopping the night here, have you?
Yeah. We had a bit of a late session over at Fallon's, so he said he could come round and crash here. It's all right,
isn't it? Yeah, of course it is. Well, sit yourself down. Pour the boys a cup of tea, Joe.
Oh, great deal.
Shall I do you both a bacon sandwich?
Yeah, wicked. Oh, cheers, Mum.
What kept you so late at Fallon's?
Well, we're doing a gig tonight. We had some stuff to work on.
We were meant to be going through it today, but now Ed's got this job.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, cool.
But he doesn't really think so, Mum.
Well, don't he? Why not?
It's okay if you want to wash cars. I'd rather be playing music.
Well, you know, I was going to be washing cars.
Yeah, no way. I'm going to be their top salesman.
And why not? You're a bright boy.
Yeah, all right, Mum.
It's up to you, mate. It's what you want.
It is.
I'm going to make it big in the music business. You don't want to be there. It's up to you.
I can't believe this is happening to me. I find myself thinking about him all the time, Shula.
Is that so awful?
Well, I'm not a teenager. I'm supposed to be a priest. What a joke, eh?
You're being very hard on yourself.
And so I should be. If it were someone else, I'd be telling them to pull themselves together.
That's just what you wouldn't say.
I can't be honest with myself anymore. I can't be honest with God.
Janet, you are being honest.
No, I'm denying what I know to be right.
How?
It's like I'm saying to God, I really want this, and I'm not giving it up, whatever you say.
But you loved him, Janet.
No, I can't. I'm not allowed to.
You can't help the way you feel. And you've done nothing wrong.
Oh, I have. I let him know I cared, and that's unforgivable.
It's not. It's human. And you've done all you can to keep Tim and Siobhan together.
I've tried. But I resent it, Shula, so much. Shouldn't be a priest at all.
Of course you should.
Then I've got to go away. But if I resent it, how can I serve a new community?
Janet, you know you'd do it.
But I don't want to. I want to be with Tim.
Oh. Do you know something? I think you are going to find a way through this. I think you're honest and compassionate, and whatever happens, you'll make good come out of it. That's what you're like.
Oh, Shula.
Oh. Now, I'm going to make us a coffee.
Thank you. Have you got time? I'm so sorry.
Don't be ridiculous. I'm taking some stuff over to Ambridge Hall later for Linda, but apart from that, I'm free.
Is she moving back then, Linda?
Oh, she wants to be in before Robert gets back. It's a surprise for him. Hence me ferrying stuff for her while he's away.
Well, good luck to her.
Yes. She hasn't got the place straight yet, but she doesn't care. Today's the day.
Oh, that's looking better already, Joe.
Oh, it's cheered it up a bit, hasn't it, Mrs?
It certainly has.
So if I get this compost down, you'll be all ready for planting.
Wonderful.
In a couple of months' time, when your bedding plants start coming away, you won't even remember you've had a flood.
Oh, can't imagine I shall ever forget it, that dreadful night.
Well, that's no good dwelling on it. You've got to put it behind you.
Yes, you're right, Joe.
That's what I had to do when we lost the farm. No good sitting there feeling sorry for yourself.
Exactly. That's why I was determined to move back home, even though it's not quite as we might like it.
How are them decorators getting on then? Nearly finished yet?
No, still a good bit to do, I'm afraid.
Well, you can't rush these things.
I had hoped we might have seen the back of them by the time Robert got home, but it looks as if they're going to be here for another week at least.
Betty wrote, you'll be back in your own four walls.
Yes, that'll be wonderful.
But just think how nice it's going to look when it's all finished, eh?
Yes. Thank you, Joe. You've quite cheered me up.
Well, I like to look on the bright side.
And it's much appreciated.
Oh, looks like you've got a visitor.
Ah, that'll be the rest of our things. Shula's picked them up for me. Books, mostly.
Be nice to have them back, eh?
Oh, yes. There's something very comforting about seeing one's books back on the shelves, isn't there?
Yeah, we ain't got many books in our house.
Oh, no. Well,
I got me cider jugs, though. I suppose that's the same sort of thing.
Well,
as soon as
yes.
I get me jugs lined up on the kitchen dresser, I knows I'm home.
That's it exactly.
Morning!
Morning, Shula!
Morning!
Oh, that's a good job you're doing there, Joe.
Yes, isn't it?
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, it'll be a blaze of colour later on, I'm sure.
Just what I was saying.
Yeah, well, I'll carry on then, shall I?
If you would, Joe. It's really most kind of you.
But like I said, it's what neighbours are for.
Right, we'll go and get you unloaded then, Shula.
Well... One thing before you go, Mrs.
Yes?
Have you had a chance to think about that paddock of yours? If you could see your way to sparing us a bit of grazing for William's Jersey cow, well, We'd all be much obliged.
Edward, what are you doing home?
Oh, don't ask.
What's happened?
They've decided they don't want me after all. That's what's happened.
Oh, Edward.
Well, they can't have someone with my criminal record working with their poxy vehicles. That's what there was at Wrecking, anyway.
Well, who said that?
Well, the owner. Baines, I think his name is.
But he can't do that. They've already given you the job.
No, it was Gary who gave me the job, the manager.
And you did tell him?
Oliver did. But he wasn't bothered, said everyone made mistakes.
Of course they don't.
And then the boss comes in this morning and says he would never have authorised it if he'd known.
Right, we'll see about this.
What are you doing?
Gonna wash this flour off my hands and then I'm getting on the phone to this Mr. Baines.
They won't do no good.
Oh, yes, it will. They ain't getting away with it.
Well, forget it, Mum. I wouldn't go back there anyway.
But you've been looking for a witcher here.
Yeah, I was stupid. Who wants to work there anyway, poncy place?
I'm still gonna give him a piece of my mind.
Don't waste your breath.
No, but where are you going?
I'm going out to see Jazzy.
No, hang on a minute, Edward. We might be able to sort this out.
But I've told you, Mum, I'm not interested. Wouldn't go and work there if they came round here begging.
Ah, these are your cookbooks. Where do you want them?
Oh, they can go straight on the shelves.
OK, no problem.
Ah, oh, well, at least the kitchen's finished.
Oh, it looks great. The new units are lovely.
Mm, they do look nice, don't they? I'm glad I went for oak. It's worth the extra.
Definitely.
I'm so looking forward to Robert getting home. We'll sit out here with a nice glass of claret and have a cosy little supper.
Very nice.
And we won't worry about the rest of the house. It'll be ready when it's ready.
Quite.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes, you carry on. Oh, am I putting these in the right place?
Perfect. Good.
Hello, Linda. Welcome home.
Janet.
Oh, is that for me?
It certainly is. Oh. It's kind of moving-in present.
Oh, it's lovely. Come in.
Thanks.
Oh, look at this, Shula. Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, wonderful.
It should come out in those long white flowers like trumpets.
It's a datura.
Yes, I've seen them. They're brilliant.
Of course, they're called brugmansias now.
Oh,
I'll put it up here.
Couldn't let the occasion go without a small celebration.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
It's not real champagne, I'm afraid, but I can assure you it's very good.
I'll get some glasses.
Great.
This is a very auspicious occasion.
Yes. How long is it now? 4 weeks?
That's a date I'm going to forget in a hurry.
Well, this is to mark a new chapter.
Absolutely.
The long and colourful story of Annbridge Hall. Oh, hooray!
Oh, I'm sorry I can't offer you canapés.
Oh, don't be silly.
Haven't even got any nice little snacks. I feel so embarrassed.
Well, don't be. My goodness, you've been living in lodgings for the last 4 weeks.
Oh, listen to her, Janet. Lodgings.
Well, you know what I mean.
They couldn't have made us more comfortable over at Rickyard Cottage, as Shula well knows.
They were glad to have you.
Well, I shall be recommending it as a holiday cottage, I can tell you.
Right, there we are.
Oh, thanks.
Let's raise our glasses, shall we? To the new Annbridge Hall.
To Annbridge Hall.
Oh, thank you. Thank you both so much.
Well, if you ask me, you're the lucky escape.
I reckon you're right.
Just think, you could have been down there with those trash heads every day. Yeah.
Oh, Tom. Oh, it's scary, eh?
Wash your poxy cars. What kind of a sad pastime is that for a guy with musical talent?
Yeah, that was a good set we did last night.
We were flying.
Yeah, best yet, no question.
See your brother snogging in my car.
Yeah, it made me sick.
What's she seeing him? You get any idea?
No. It's one of the great mysteries of the universe.
Maybe he's using pheromones.
Maybe.
It must be something like that.
It could be just a challenge. You know, some people do that. See how much they can take or something before they crack up.
How do you mean?
Well, look how women go and watch movies like Hannibal Lecter, eh? Why do they do that? Because they want to scare the hell out of themselves, right?
Okay.
So Emma goes out with William so she can bore the hell out of herself.
You can be honest with that.
Afterwards, normal life don't seem so bad. I mean, not compared with what she's been
through. So that job on the cars, that'd have got you like that.
What do you reckon?
Bored out of your skull.
Yeah, maybe.
But would have done, believe me.
There were some tasty motors over there, no doubt about that, though.
So what? You could never have got your hands on them.
No.
Tarting them up for a bunch of rich old gits, that's all you're doing.
You know, I'd have nicked one, gone outside, see
him. Now you're talking.
Yeah, there was a couple of motors there, they would have left the cops for dead.
Forget it, you don't need that place.
There.
Do you want another smoke?
Yeah, go on then.
Unless you fancy something else.
Such as?
Anything. I haven't got it, I can get it.
Yeah, why not, eh? You got to try these things.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're only on the planet once. We only get one go. Isn't that right?
At Brookfield Farm, it's just another Friday night in the Archers.
How'd you get on with the top dressing, Bert?
Oh, not too bad. Well, you've got about 5 acres left.
Well, why didn't you get on and finish it then?
Ah, well, if you don't mind, David, I thought I'd do it tomorrow morning when I'm in to see the young stock.
Well, it's up to you. But why work longer on a Saturday?
Well, the thing is, Eddie's having a bit of a bash in the pub tonight for his birthday.
Oh, I get
so
it.
So I thought I'd get on home and get me tea early.
All right.
Oh, dear. I should have brought 2 cups, shouldn't I? I thought you'd gone,
Bert. Oh, that's all right. I'm just off anyway.
Right.
Thanks all the same.
There you go, David.
Oh, that's great, love. I was really ready for a cup.
You didn't come in at tea time?
No, took too long drilling the stubble turnips, so I went straight up to get the cows in.
Ah, right.
Well, I thought with Mum picking up the kids, I might as well get finished as early as I could.
Well, all right, did you the drilling?
Yeah, pretty well.
Oh.
Ruth?
Oh. It's another one, that's all.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Hey?
They seem to be coming a bit closer together. I had that big one at lunchtime.
Yeah, I know.
I thought it was another Braxton Hicks, but there have been a few since then.
Right, well, come on, let's get you inside.
Do you want me to hang about, David, just in case?
Yeah, please, Bert. You're a star.
Oh, that's it. I'm stuffed.
I ain't surprised the amount you've got through.
He always was a pig, cleric, even as a lad.
Your bread and butter pudding is ace, love. Oh, did I ever tell you that?
Lots of times.
And that was one of your best.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
You heard about the time we nicked him eating pig food?
Oh, not that old tale again.
Back in the 50s it was. We used to boil up all the table scraps in them days and mix it with the fat in me.
Eddie, you did?
Of course not. He's made it up.
He got through twice as much food as Elf, even though he was 6 years younger, and he ain't changed much since.
Well, it's his birthday tea, and I'm glad he enjoyed it.
Oh, I did, love.
Shame our Edward never turned up. We're hoping he'd make the effort.
Off with Jazzer again, I suppose.
Who knows? He don't tell me.
Did you phone up that car police, Clarence?
Too true, I did. Made him put me through to the manager and I give him a piece of my mind.
Yeah, didn't do no good, though.
Well, he seemed as upset as we was. Because it were him who gave Edward the job.
So why didn't he try a bit harder to get the lad kept on?
Seems he did try hard enough, but if the boss says no, there ain't a lot you can do.
Well, he's still angry, our Edward. You could see that this morning.
Still, you mustn't let that spoil your birthday, Eddie. Now, are you going to have a nice cup of coffee?
Oh, that's very kind of you, love, but I reckon we'll get ourselves off to the pub. What you say, Dad?
Bert.
Still here, David.
Can you do us a favour?
Of course I can.
Bring the car round, can you? Here's the keys.
She started, has she?
Yes, we think so.
Right, here you go.
And, Bert, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to take the cows back out.
Yeah, no problem.
OK, I'm ready.
Here, love, I'll take the keys.
Right, we'll get the car.
Okay.
Thanks, Bert.
Do you want to sit down a minute?
No, I'm okay.
Have you got everything packed okay?
David, it's been ready for a week, you know that?
Yeah, sorry.
Everything's fine. Now, if you could just pass me cord.
Right. There you go.
Thanks.
Okay, then.
Oh! Hang on a minute.
What's the matter, love?
Oh!
You're right. Hey?
No, I'm not. It's a big one.
All right, come on. I'll take it nice and slowly.
Oh, David, I can't.
Yes, you can.
My water's broken.
Are you sure?
What do you mean, am I sure?
No, come on, love, just lean on me. Let's get you to the hospital.
I'm not going anywhere. I want to sit down.
Ruth, please.
I'm going back in the living room.
Okay, love.
Don't look so worried. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I know.
I just need to sit down, that's all.
All right, whatever you want. Here.
No, not the chair.
Oh. What, on the floor?
Yeah. Oh. That's better.
Right, I'm going to call the hospital.
We didn't really plan for this, did we? Mind you, we never planned for any of it. From that night we rode on the hay cart, it all just happened.
Oh, come on.
So why should this bit be any different?
Oh,
David, your face, it's a picture.
Hello, hi. Yeah, it's David Archer at Brookfield Farm. Look, we're still at home, but we think it started.
So, tell me what presents you've had, birthday boy.
Oh, well, I had this from Clary.
Oh, it's very nice, too. I like to see bright colours on a man.
What are you going to get?
You knows very well what I give you. A pair of welly warmers.
Of course you did.
What's a welly warmer?
Well, you stick it in the bottom of your boot, switch it on for 5 minutes, and Bob's your uncle. You've got a nice warm welly to put your feet in.
Oh, sounds all right to me.
Well, he's always moaning about his boots being cold. He won't have nothing to complain about now.
Oh, very useful, Joe.
There you go, Jolene.
And you can put that back in your pocket. I'm buying these.
Ooh, blimey, Dad. You're going down with summers.
Well, you can both put your money away, because these two are on the house.
Cheers, Jolene.
That's very nice of you.
Happy birthday, Eddie. Which one is it, by the way?
51.
Of course it is.
But don't go shouting it about.
Well, you're looking all right on it, I must say.
It's all Jolene, because you don't do no work, that's why. What are you on about, in a ring with your ferrets and your poncy garden statues? Living the life of the gentry, that's what he's doing, Jolene.
Well, it's nice work if you can get it.
He's earned a graft for the ages of men. Like a lifetime running a small farm.
Oh, I'll take no notice of him, Jolene. His memory's going.
Who are you on about?
Who were you ever out before 8 o'clock in the morning? Even when we did have a phone.
Loads of times.
Oh, blimey, I've done 3 hours milking by the time you got out, you pig.
Well, you can both take it easier now, can't you?
He's taking it easy, all right.
And why not? If you've got something you enjoy, like your ferreting.
Exactly.
And if you can make a few quid out of him as well, well, so much the better.
Okay. Okay, lean on me. You're doing fine, love. You're doing fine.
I want to push again.
Well, push then. That's what someone said.
Oh, damn it.
All right, it's all right. That's it, love. That's it. Breathe. Breathe. Breathe.
It's too soon.
No, it's not. That's it. That's it. Breathe. Okay?
I want to move.
All right, move. Whatever you want, love. All right.
I can't go like this.
All right. Okay. You can do this, David. It's just like the card.
Oh, David!
Right. Okay, love. Come on, breathe. Ruth. That's it. I can see the head. You're nearly there. Come on, love. Come on, come on.
Here it comes.
All right. Be brave. You're doing brilliantly. That's it. All right, push. Push.
What the hell do you think I'm doing?
I'm doing great. Great. It's coming.
No!
You're nearly there. No! One more. Go. One more. That one. All right. Hello, little one. Hello.
Is it all right? Is everything all right?
Come on, little one. That's it. It's a little boy.
Okay.
He's wonderful. There you go. Hey, come on. Snuggle up to your mum.
Oh, darling.
Isn't he amazing?
He's wonderful.
Hang on. Let's get a towel. Let's wrap it round you so you're nice and warm.
He's so beautiful. Get over
oh, well me. Done, love. You were terrific.
Wasn't I?
Oh, I'm so proud of you. And you, little one. Oh, just in time. Because I really don't have a clue what to do next.
Kids, eh? They ain't nothing but trouble.
You can say that again.
I mean, you'd think after 17 years you could stop worrying about them.
Oh, no way.
Cut the umbilical cord, leave them to stand on their own feet.
You won't be standing on your own feet much longer and you're over 50.
Oh, you know what I mean, don't you, Jolene?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I mean, you want to protect them, don't you? Even when they're grown up and giving you lip.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't, though.
Yeah, you're right there, Dad. There's nothing you can do. Nothing at all.
Oh, yes, there is.
What's that?
Give them a key to the front door and the taxi fare home.
Yeah. You're a very wise woman, Jolene Rogers. Have I ever told you that?
Yeah, many times.
usually a bit later in the evening.
Well, it's true.
What are you up to, Eddie Grundy?
Oh, hello, Clary, love. I never saw you coming.
Evidently. Evening, Jolene.
Evening, Clary.
Here, what are you going to have, Clary?
Thank you, Joe. I'll have half a shandy, please.
Right, you are.
Where's all these mates of yours, Eddie? They're meant to be celebrating your birthday.
All right, and all over. A bit late, didn't they?
Mike Tucker started his new job this week.
Yeah, Neil Carter had a lot of oxter shift, I remember that.
Oh, he's definitely coming, though, Susan said.
Oh, good.
There you go, Clary.
Thank you, Jolene.
Oh, I'm surprised Snatch ain't here yet.
Ain't got much else to do. If you don't include thieving and cheating and starting fights, eh?
Well, apart from that.
Oh, well, here's someone to see you anyway.
Evening.
Oh, hello, Bertie. We were starting to wonder where everyone was.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry I'm late. I've got held up at Brookfield.
Oh, yeah, what, David Archer been making you work?
Oh, no, and he says I've got to get everyone a drink.
What?
So you can get them all the same again, please, Jolene.
Of course I can.
Well, what's all this, then? David Archer coming to money or something?
Is it for Eddie's birthday?
No. Oh, it ain't for Eddie's birthday.
What do you mean?
It's for somebody else's. Only this little mite's going to have to wait a year till he has his first one.
Bert, you don't mean...
Yes, I do. She's had the baby at home about half an hour ago.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
And what is it?
It's a little boy. I don't know what his weight is, but them both doing well.
Oh. Can I come in?
Hi, Mum. Yeah, come on in.
Oh, Ruth.
Hi, Jill. This is Benjamin.
Benjamin, you little love.
Benjamin David Archer.
He's gorgeous.
Great, isn't he?
He is.
All my own work, too. Well, with a bit of help from Ruth, I suppose.
Thanks.
Hello, Benjamin, you little poppet. Welcome to Brookfield.
The Archers was written by the agricultural story editor, Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.